From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. People are fleeing another city in southern Pakistan as workers scramble to shore up a levee with sandbags and stones in an effort to hold back floodwaters. The BBC's Joe McGivering says that holding back the flood-swollen river has consequences.
The city of Shadatkot is now deserted. As the waters rose, families grabbed what they could and fled for higher ground. All through the night, groups of local men patrolled up and down the mud embankment, which is now all that stands between this vast body of water and the city. So far, there have been small leaks, but no major breaches. Truckloads of stones have arrived and are being used to bolster weak points. But the operation is already controversial. This move to protect the city is diverting the water, and as a result, other communities further south are now flooded.
The BBC's Joe McGivering in Pakistan. The new $20 billion fund set up by BP to pay damages to those affected by the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico begins processing claims today. Some are grumbling about restrictions on their right to sue BP, but the fund's independent administrator, Kenneth Feinberg, says participation is voluntary.
Nobody is obligated to come into this program and accept the award unless they voluntarily reach a conclusion that it's in their interest.
Feinberg says the payouts from the fund will be more generous than what people are likely to get from any court. People in Chile are celebrating the unexpected word that 33 miners trapped deep underground for more than 2 weeks are all alive and well. Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, spoke to reporters. Piñera saying his country is crying with excitement and joy. That joy is tempered, though, with the announcement by rescuers that it could take up to 4 months to drill a shaft large enough to bring the men out of the shelter where they're trapped under nearly a mile of solid rock. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says it would take a complete failure of Iraqi forces to handle security for the U.S. to resume combat operations after standing down this month. General Ray Odierno says he does not see that happening. Odierno insists the security situation in Iraq is improving.
We continue to see development in planning, in their ability to conduct operations. We continue to see political development, economic development, and all of these combined together will start to create an atmosphere that creates better security.
Odierno interviewed on CNN. He says the 50,000 U.S. troops remaining in Iraq will support and train Iraqi forces and should be ready to withdraw by the end of next year. Tropical Storm Danielle is gathering strength over the Atlantic. John Cagnolosi is with the National Hurricane Center.
Certainly could be our next hurricane over the next few days, but during that period, it looks like it should be far away from any landmass.
Cagnolosi says the storm is likely to keep strengthening for the rest of this week. This is NPR News from Washington. People for and against the Islamic Center and mosque proposed to be built near Ground Zero in New York City have been staging rallies at the site. Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC says there were strong feelings on both sides, and that led to occasional scuffles between the groups.
With Bruce Springsteen and Toby Keith on the speakers, and bikers with tattoos and bandanas emblazoned with the stars and stripes, the protest against Park 51 looked patriotic. Demonstrators waved signs with the word Sharia, meaning Islamic law, written in ominous red letters, and they demanded that the developers relocate their project. Nearby, supporters of the mosque think the building would not be located at Ground Zero, but two blocks away. They say the fierce resistance to the project reflects a larger movement against mosques across America and Islam in general. This week, a broad coalition of groups, including Common Cause New York and the New York Civil Liberties Union, is expected to issue statements in support of Park 51. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
Investors are hoping for a rebound on Wall Street as the markets open today. Danielle Carson has more.
The housing market is likely to stay stuck in the mud for at least several months, say analysts, especially now that there's no help from the federal home buyer tax subsidy to reel in new buyers. Not a promising outlook when July's existing home sales numbers come out on Tuesday. Forecasters expect they fell last month. But a brighter piece of news could come out Wednesday when new home sale figures are released. They're expected to have gone up slightly. After new claims for unemployment benefits rose 3 weeks in a row, Wall Street will be watching Thursday's claims numbers to see if they went down as expected. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support